we're back. Welcome to Russian Cavalier's Two Up Top, your weekly complete and complex guide to all things Australian football, A-League, W-League, and every letter in between league. My name is Ed Cavalier, and joining me live from his A-League dungeon somewhere in London is Western United's own, from the Guardian Football Weekly as well, Mr. Max Rushton.
So I have a question. For regular fans of the show, they'll notice that my hair's a lot shorter, Ed.
Yeah.
And I cut my own hair because we're in lockdown, so we can't go to hairdressers. And a lot of footballers here seem to be having their hair cut. It's quite this news story. There aren't more important things going on.
Who has been accused of getting a haircut?
Oh, well, I don't want to name names, but I would just like to check. Nobody, because I did a pretty good job. Nobody's going to think this was a professional cut, though, are they? Because that might put Two Up Top. You know, it might bring the show into disrepute. And this early in our run,
no,
we can't afford things like that.
Let me tell you something, Max. No one would ever think that haircut was done by a professional. So
that was the look I was looking for.
Now, is it requisite that if you're going to cut your own hair, you have to do it in the dark, like you clearly have?
Yeah. The hard bit is around the back, just because that's a harder thing to do.
Look.
and at one point, it was longer on the sides than the top. It was a sort of like a haired fryer tuck.
Oh, like a Bobby Moore kind of style.
Bobby Charlton?
Bobby Charlton's what I mean, sorry. Yeah.
How dare you? Well, no, because I had hair here.
All right. Oh,
but I had more hair here. It was a terrible time for me. Anyway, not relevant.
Much relevant. Well, that's the start, because that's point one on your whiteboard, which is apologies. And there is no larger apology than someone living in the UK than, yes, I got a haircut. And we are going to be talking about haircuts, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about haircuts. Central Coast, Jonathan Wilson's new favourite team, top of the league after they beat Sydney. After you pointed out on this very show that Perth Glory had never played a game, they have since played two, and for one good and one not so good. But that's where we start what were they calling the Rushton Derby, Western United, your team, versus that Perth Glory.
To be fair, I'm a big fan of any team that is played two, scored eight, conceded nine. That's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, they're just... Because obviously they just started playing, right? Yeah. So they haven't been playing.
No.
Do you think the way they did their preseason was like their attackers will do the training first and then bring in the midfield and then they'll bring in the defence? So they just haven't, the defence just haven't started yet.
Socially distanced. Yeah. I knew they were in some trouble when the defenders were introducing themselves at the halfway through the first half.
Yeah.
Turned to each other and said, I'm wearing the same jersey. Oh, we're playing a defense together. Oh, I've definitely played in
games like that together when you go, James, right? Okay, this will be fine.
Right.
I thought, to be fair though, the 5-4 was Perth exactly what Glory you want from a football match.
Exactly. Western United 5 versus Perth Glory 4. It is already going down as game of the decade.
Okay.
It's an all-timer in the A-League, and it is going to be game of the decade. Now, I'm so glad you bring this up, because of the nine goals, I've picked out one which I believe is a pick of the bunch, and it's actually Western United's first goal. But I want you to also to pay attention, not just to a well-constructed goal it is, but to the Perth defender, number 22, Rawlins, who is trying to up against Connor Payne here and who gets beaten. Let's just watch the watch the footage.
Yeah, Connor Payne. Great pace by Connor Payne. He cuts it back. Lustica leaves it. Here's a chance. And here's a goal. Western United take the lead through Victor Sanchez. A brilliant start.
That was exactly what I was talking about. Connor Payne using his speed and his pace, sizing up the defender, knowing that space was in behind and just using it and being able to pick out the oncoming player. Beautifully left by Lustica. And what a finish from Sanchez.
Lovely dummy. It's a beautiful goal. It's a beautiful goal.
It is, isn't it? It's fantastic.
I wasn't watching. What did you want me to watch?
Well, I'm going to go back because there it is. Pause. If we pause it there, Max Rushton.
That is a streamlined mullet of all.
Yes. Thank you.
Because what's so marvellous about that, and despite the fact that the other lad is sort of three times quicker than him, I don't think it's the hair that's slowing him down. I think it's the legs. The way he's got it sort of topiary, what they do with hedges.
Yes.
I mean, it's beautiful because it's streamlined, yet it's dense.
Yeah. Oh, well done. Streamlined, but dense. Much like you and I.
Yeah.
Bags being streamlined. But I tell you something. This is a question. I'm so glad you brought up haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
If you go for the comedy / ironic mullet.
Yeah. You've got to be as fast as your winger. Have you?
Thank you. You cannot be slower than the bloke you're marking. It is football 101.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's a very good point.
Do you accept that?
I do accept it. Can I just point out, Ed, that if we are trying to make this more professional, you've got to work on just getting rid of the bits at the top and the bottom of the highlights.
I don't know how.
Well, okay.
I know how to do that.
That's really good. Yeah, no, we're back. So and look, what a great victory for Western United. Although I have a question.
Oh.
You didn't tell me they were in Geelong.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
What? Why does that matter? They're Western.
Because I want to walk to the game, and that's I want to live. You know, I'm either going to live in sort of Collingwood, or I'm going to live in sort of by down sort of Elwood, maybe by the beach, maybe. And I want to walk, and that to Geelong is that's a long walk, isn't it?
Yeah. You might need an electric bike, but
Could we move? Could Western United move to sort of some, like maybe in the Botanical Gardens? Just like somewhere near the tan. I like the tan, and you could just pop off there, go watch the game, go back. So listen, I bleed green and black.
I'm
a Western United fan, and I have been since I was born, 1979. I've supported them since then, even though they may not have existed then.
No.
I don't mean ill on Geelong, but could we just move the stadium to within the Botanical Gardens?
Well, former Socceroo Steve Horvath, who's one of the owners there, I will ask him because he's...
See what he can do.
I will do what I can. Now, that is that. Now, what's number three on your list? Because we've already almost run out of time and we haven't even got to the meat of the show yet. So what is number three on your list today?
So Wenzel Halls, who plays for Brisbane Roar, I think.
Yes.
And he's a good player.
Very good player.
And not enough players who also sound like sort of quaint wedding locations. You know, just down on the Mornington Peninsula. That's what I'm saying. You know, where are you getting married? Oh, well, we're going to Wenzel Halls. It does everything. You can do everything there. Like, it's great. The celebrant comes, you get married there, then they move you into, you know, one of the larger dining areas. Then they take the chairs out and you can have a dance there. Everything catered for at Wenzel Halls. And it's really good value too.
It's your one-stop shop. And if it's in Brisbane...
Exactly right.
It's on the river. It's a lovely spot, Wenzel Halls. So much nicer than getting married at the Kevin Muscat dungeon. That's not a
nice. You don't want to get married at the Kevin. No.
Now here we go again.
What's happened?
A lot of hatred online. I haven't checked.
I haven't checked,
but I'm just saying so. After you rated the overhead kick in the A League last week, a 2 out of 10.
Oh, it really wasn't a very good one.
Oh. So what I've done is I've found the greatest ever overhead kick in the A-League. This is from the 18-19 season. This is Brisbane Roar. And
That seems like before any, you know, that's early, 18-19. Oh, I see what you mean.
No.
I don't know the history of it that well, but...
You ready? Because here it comes. Yes. Right. Now, if the last one we saw was a 2 out of 10, this is from 18-19.
It's a floated in. There's a chance here. Oh! That is a stunning, stunning goal by Eric Boatjak. That's one of the goals of the season. Acrobatic, dexterous, almost gymnastic-like, and clinical.
Give it some. Eric Boatjak, who's left our shoulders and is playing in Cyprus somewhere, he gets it on the chest, Rivaldo style, and then launches it. Former French international, was decent for Brisbane Roar. Now he plays in Cyprus, I believe. What are we giving that? The best ever overhead kick in the A-League. Keeping in mind, last week, ladies and gentlemen, he gave a very, very good one, a 2.
It can't be higher than a 6. because he doesn't take it on the full. It's just a different skill. The skill of an overhead kick. No. The skill of an overhead kick is it's all about the speed of the cross. If you control the ball, well, the ball's he's controlled it brilliantly. I'm not criticizing the finish. It's not harder. Oh. It's not harder. If you take a ball on the full on a cross, like the from Trevor Sinclair v Barnsley, obviously, that is the ultimate. This is a beautiful goal. And, you know, I could give it a six. Bearing in mind Rooney for Man United.
Shinned it.
Gets a 6.2 because
He shinned it.
It's a shin.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to your point four. Roy O'Donovan, the Newcastle Jets who reached 50 A-League goals this season.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
He reached 50 A-League goals at the age of 50, I'm presuming. And not only did he take his goal really well, he set up Valentino Yule really well for that goal. It's like classic old school centre forward.
Yes.
And he's the 14th player to 50 goals. So I looked up.
Others.
Have the list in front of me.
Oh, you don't?
Let's see
how many he gets, because I know a few of them.
Berisha,
who scored
about 200 million goals.
Yep.
Archie Thompson, my friend. Correct. Archie Thompson.
Yeah, your friend Archie Thompson.
Yeah. And Andy Keogh, who I think I was once in a nightclub called China Whites. It's the only time I've been there. It was awfully
wait
noisy. But it might have been one of the other Keoghs, because there's quite a lot of Keoghs.
I think it was Andy Keogh, because he's Perth Glory, but of course he played in the UK for a long time, former Irish international, just came back to Perth Glory, actually.
Right, okay.
And you were in a nightclub with him.
Well, I was there with Robert Huth. That I know, because we were both doing Movember, and we looked like the village people. But it was very noisy. One of the Keoghs was there, but it was very dark, and they weren't, as you know, I've said before, footballers, when they are doing civilian activities, should still be in the kit of their current 100%. Club or the club that they're most well known for.
No, 100%.
I couldn't pick Andy Keogh out of a crowd. I don't mean that in a rude way. He couldn't pick me out. It's fine.
No.
It was one of the Keoghs. I think he was dancing with a bottle of champagne on his head. But, I mean, it might not have been a Keogh. Somebody might have just said, oh, that's Andy Keogh. And I have no reason not to believe them. Who else is there?
We've got
Bridge, but I can't remember his.
Oh, yeah. The former Sydney player who looks exactly like the lead singer of The Killers.
Matthew, Brandon Flowers. Brandon Flowers Bridge.
Brandon Flowers Bridge, yes.
And
I'll take one more because we've got to move on. I'll take one more.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, this is annoying me because I was studying it going, a few of them have like been, a few of them, it seems to be that some people, you know, like if you commit a serious crime, you get a life sentence. Some of these centre forwards seem to have been in the A-League for their whole life. It's like they're all still playing.
Yeah, and
they're all like, they're like 57.
What about Bobo or Adam Lafondra?
Is Adam in there? I didn't see that. But, there's a good player who's Fonaroli, who's scoring.
Oh, Fonaroli.
And he's a good player, isn't he?
We should naturalize him. We should have naturalized him a long time ago, but that's a topic for another day.
Sounds awfully violent. That's an awfully violent thing to do to anybody.
We leave you with a question because you've actually gone viral because, and this is true, people can look this up. Yeah, because doing your radio and TV work in the UK and the Fantastic Guardian Football Weekly, named a position that had never been named. The bloke that lies down behind the wall when the team is taking a free kick against them so that they don't hit it underneath the wall, you called it the what?
Well, we had a big debate. We spent 3 hours, and it could have been the sandbag. The skirting board was mentioned, but we went for draft excluder. And now all the commentators are using draft excluder.
But you've heard this on commentary on television now, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Martin Tyler, Peter Drury.
Hang on. Did Martin Tyler say it? I know 100%. Martin, I can message him.
You can, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so there you go.
There's no need to name drop. I've already, you're not going to beat Andy Keogh in China Whites, are you?
Here we go.
So noisy in there. I can imagine.
So I'm going to ask you, now that you've done that, Max Rushton, we're leaving today because you have to give us what...
Oh, yes.
What is the position...
the question about this, right?
What is the I'm going to play it. What position are you calling this? A man...
The real question about this, right, is what are they doing there? Like, there's not really strip it back and go, why are they there? Because they're right in, if they're not there, the wall is still there.
Correct.
There is no, I mean, it's fun that they're there, and it's, you know, you can see it coming a mile off, but yeah, it's still very funny.
All right. So maybe people want to suggest, they can suggest a name. We might come back to it next week. Top of his head.
Well, for some reason I wanted to call it the dumbbell, but that doesn't really, it doesn't.
The sound it makes when it hits his head.
Yeah, I think that's it. It doesn't really work, does it?
We got to go. But that's Max Rushton.
Why do we have to go?
Because it's time. We've got time. People have got things to do. This is Rushton Cavaliers 2 up top. Now, of course, we leave on the same question we leave on every week. Max Rushton.
Yep.
What have you done this week to promote the A-League, the W League, and Australian football in general to the wider world?
Absolutely nothing.
Is the correct answer. We will see you next week.